plate a potential nugget.
I think the other piece I picked up, which I found very interesting in the book, Mikhail, was you talk about the distinction between ambition and purpose. And I really liked one of the terms you use. You say ambition is finite, but purpose is not. It's infinite. So if we can tap into our purpose, I like that framing. People talk about it, but when somebody frames it that way, it sort of captures the essence quite beautifully. So can you expand on that?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, this is a very personal experience, has been a very personal experience for me as well, where I must say the first 14 years or so of my career, I was, I thought I was super passionate about my work, and I was, but I was also very ambitious. So a lot of it was around climbing the ladder. So every 2-3 years, you're talking to headhunters to see if there's something more exciting outside. And, you know, it's kind of like all about going up the ladder. And then when I got into my first transition moment in the US, when I had this thyroid infection, that's when I actually got connected with a deeper purpose, something that I really felt where my passion met the need of the world, right? Mm. Which is a great way to, I mean, if you can actually do something that you're super passionate about, which for me often has to do with creating a lot of personal growth for myself. Mm-hmm. And if that connects to something that is needed in the outside world, well, that's then you kind of have found a purpose that is also purposeful for others, right? So, and that is lasting. I mean, the moment I joined McKinsey to do this mindset and behavior work, I never looked back. I never looked at any other opportunities. I was just living the dream. I was living my purpose.
I can really connect with Mikhail's insight here. If I reflect on the first 15 odd years of my life at KPMG, McKinsey and Egon Zehnder, it was largely spent with the mindset of let me get to partner and then life will be great. It got me to jump from one hoop to another, but it also led to another thing. It made me extremely insecure for a long period of time. I kept asking myself, am I good enough? Do I belong here? Over the last 7 odd years of running my own coaching practice on this podcast, I spend my time having good conversations with good people and helping people play to their unique potential. And I found it to be liberating as there are no finite yardsticks that I measure myself by. I broadly look at the day and say, did I take a baby step in the direction of my purpose? And it gives me satisfaction. After spending a lot of time chasing optimization, I'm currently going through a phase where I'm seeing the value of sacrificing and having the fuel to play the long game in a certain direction with a sense of purpose. In this context, I also wanted to share something related, which I heard in a different conversation. You know, the person was saying, if there's ever a choice between demanding a seat on the table and working towards it versus making your own table, choose the latter. It's often much more fulfilling and liberating. And I can totally relate to that. Thank you for listening.